Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now back live, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour, wide open phones, tons of news. If they don't pass the amnesty bill this time, they'll just keep ramming it through. The Democrats are now saying if it doesn't pass today, they're going to break it up, the 20-plus provisions in there, and put them on riders and start passing them piecemeal, death by 100 cut mode. And this doesn't illustrate our government's criminal. 90-plus percent of Americans, including Hispanics, almost 70% of Hispanics, want our borders controlled. But they go, it's racist to not be for amnesty. Hispanics, Republicans and Democrats want their votes. Well, you're not getting their votes with this. Now, it does fool some weak-minded people, like, well, you're a racist if you're not for the amnesty, or the Hispanics are sticking together. And no, they're not. They're sticking with America. But you got these criminals up there in Washington, D.C. It's all about cheap labor, number one. Driving down the wages to almost nothing. I was talking to an American who happens to be Hispanic, comes out to our demonstrations a lot, and he's a truck driver. He says he's already seen his wages drop over the years with these illegals. Now the Mexican trucks are coming in. And they say, hey, you don't want to work for $10 an hour instead of $25? You see that? We got 100 Mexicans right there ready to take your job. By the way, now, under NAFTA and GATT, it destroyed Mexico's economy so bad, now those jobs are even leaving to China and India. So then that forces the illegals up here even faster. And I've got the bad news for you here. For the first time, there's now indicators that show they're slowing the printing of physical money and slowing the issuance now. Now, last I knew, they were racing at levels never before seen. Now it appears that they have abruptly turned off the spigot, and that means they have basically cut our parachute off our back and kicked us out of the door of the aeroplane. I can't believe they're doing this to this country. And I see people with Hillary stickers on their car. And again, I just want to peel them off, man. I want to wait till they come out their car. And I want to say, what is wrong with you? Why do you have George Bush stickers? Don't you realize? But the good news is that is a shrinking minority. 14% approval rating for Congress. That is Gallup Friday. Very scientific. 14% approval of Congress. They've never had a number anywhere near that. There is only a, depending on which poll, a 9 to 14% approval rating for Cheney, as low as 25 for Bush, as low as 22 for Hillary. The good news is you can't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Go ahead, CNN. I was watching CNN and the look on the newsreader's face, knowing they're lying. The body language is just, I'm a liar, I feel bad about myself. You see, my body language is I'm a big, fat, arrogant, redneck Texan, and I feel really good about what I'm doing because I got a lot of problems, and at least I'm trying to be a good person and tell the truth. You look at them, they have no pride in what they're doing. They know they're killing this country, up there spewing their lies about how this immigration bill is going to save us and keep us safe from Al-Qaeda and all this bull. And they know now, you see, a lot of their arrogance is gone because they know the people aren't buying a word comes out of their fat mouths anymore. Oh, yeah, you got 20% of people that'll buy whatever you tell them. But see, the illusion's gone now. That 20% still thinks they're running the country and that this is a republic and that the 20% of people that are still for the war, you know, I still have the illusion that the war's still going on because they want it. You know, they feel like they're part of it. Kind of like Nazis, you know, in 1943 thought they were still with Hitler and Hitler was still their buddy. Yeah, you're going to find out real soon, you slack-jawed idiot, that you're not part of anything. You're not part of nothing. And that goes for all these self-righteous, arrogant, haughty yuppies that I see everywhere, who think they're God's gift to earth and think they know everything. You don't know nothing. And I'm sick of you acting like you do. You don't know your head from a hole in the ground. Be right back.
It's
This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you know what you can do with solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Scott, William, John, Tim, many others. Your calls are coming up here in just a minute or two. Let me get into some news right now. Immigration bill awaiting key test today. Senators pushing a new immigration policy appealed Sunday to wavering supporters ahead of a renewed debate on securing the borders and dealing with 12 million undocumented immigrants. Now, it does not secure the borders, but it does create a continental security zone. So I guess in a way, for North America, it semi-secures them. But internally, there's no more borders. So here's AP, Jim Abrams, just incredible lies. I mean, they're all over the news, just flat out lying. And again, you got caught too many times with a hand in the cookie jar. People know you're a pack of crooks now. A fragile compromise was pulled from the Senate in early June, then resurrected after bipartisan negotiations with the White House. The bill awaits a crucial test vote this week, with several senators defecting and distancing themselves from a proposal. The outcome was too close to call. That's a Bilderberg Group member, Kay Belly Hutchinson, grandstanding. Because she knows it'll destroy her political career to do that. Hey, don't worry, honey. They got the special machines in place. You just cheerlead for the New World Order like you did at UT for Bevo, and you'll be fine. We'll see if between the two parties we have 60 votes needed to keep the bill moving forward towards a final vote, said Senator Dianne Feinstein, a complete enemy of America, I would add. The measure would tighten borders. Now, that is a complete lie. It's got some language about if they feel like it, they might build some fence. And I was watching Fox yesterday, and it's like, 6,000 more Border Patrol, getting tough. But will the Congress do the right thing and help Bush? And I was like, it's lies. But there are people all over America, they just go, Fox News, that's it. I'm for it. I'm going to go ahead and call the Congress and work with my president. The measure would tighten borders, require workplace verification, and create a guest worker program, and also would lay out a way by which the estimated 12 million people illegally in the U.S. could gain legal status and work towards citizenship. It says you instantly get a Social Security card first visit under any name you wish with an affidavit you sign. I'm this person. Give it. Just whoever you want to be. President Bush long has advocated an immigration overhaul. Again, overhaul has the connotation of fixing something. This would be like taking your brand new car and taking a jackhammer to it and ripping the tires off and ripping the engine out and throwing it off a cliff and then calling it a overhaul. It's not an overhaul. President Bush has long advocated an immigration overhaul. On Saturday, he urged lawmakers, you know, most, even adults, don't know how to look at a word and see what meaning and connotation they're giving it. Most people who do still read, and that's about 10% that actually read news articles and read books, I think the average American reads less than one book a year now, they don't even, they read that and they take it as real. Because they're TV heads. They're trained to just accept whatever they see. President Bush has long advocated an immigration overhaul. No, it's an overhaul. On Saturday, he urged lawmakers to summon the courage to support what would be the last major legislative achievement of his presidency. Now, that's not true. He just agreed to a Kyoto Protocol and $6 a gallon gas in the U.S. by 2010. There you go. You wanted a global tax? There you go. You get it, folks. I told you he was going to do it all along. The status quo is unacceptable, he said in his weekly radio address. Yeah, the status quo of by fiat them being legalized and walking all over us. That's not good enough, is it? You need the whole national ID card tied into it and everything else. But he faces dissension from fellow Republicans who demand better border security and oppose any policy that suggests amnesty for undocumented immigrants. Suggest it's total pardon on taxes, on crime. Folks, there are aggravated felon pardons in this. Do I need to read the subsections again to slack-jawed cops out there listening who don't believe a word I say? No, I know you know. I don't know why I get so hard on you. I talk to a lot of cops that are good. You want to pull me over on I-35 and you want to search my car while there's illegal aliens driving around like it's some kind of circus with no ID, drunk driving, running into everyone, doing whatever they want. I'm sick of it! I'm tired of being treated like a slave and treated like dirt! While a bunch of nationalistic, anti-American people run all over us with our government literally paying to bring them here. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, Republican Kentucky, last week said his support for the bill hinges on the outcome of a series of amendments agreed to as part of the compromise to revive legislation. Those amendments mean nothing. This bill right now has nothing substantive about fences or control. That doesn't matter. They've put substantive fences in there before, and then Homeland Security controls the money and says we're not funding. It could say they were going to build a 2,200-mile fence. It could say they were. They won't do any of it. Don't you understand? They're lawless. Dick Cheney says he can sign executive orders with Bush, and then he's above it. And then he's even above the president now on crimes he's publicly committed. I mean, folks, back when Nixon did this stuff, he had to resign. When Clinton was doing mild stuff, and I hated Bill Clinton. He's a total globalist. My point is he did mild stuff compared to this, and there was an impeachment process. I mean, this demands impeachment. When the president and the vice president, through law and military funding and rulings and executive orders and PDDs, presidential decision directives, say they're dictators, they've got to be impeached right now. And they may not go to martial law, folks. They may just put it in place and then hand the baton to Hillary. But I'm telling you, the way they're acting, everything they're doing tells me they could go any time now. I mean, you wake up, the phone lines are jammed. Everybody's saying, haven't you heard? People are out in their front yard scared. You'll see Army helicopters in the air. And they'll say Chicago's been hit, Dallas has been hit, New York's been hit, L.A.'s been hit. It may be three or four of them, maybe one. And, man, you'll turn on the news, folks, and it will show you theatrically a huge smoke plume. And this camera caught it, and you'll see mushroom clouds. And you'll see the president come on TV, and he'll say, I'm taking full control. We are, you know, arresting anyone that dissents on our new war. They will, and he will announce simultaneously, we are nuking Iran. Now, that way people will feel like he's a big leader. In their fear, they'll rejoice. In their fear, they'll want to see action. Even those of us that are somewhat awake, it's very primitive. Then they'll cut, and you'll see footage from the aircraft carriers or footage from Iraq, and you will see nukes going off in Iran. Huge nuclear bombardment. They may nuke Syria as well. China will probably move simultaneously in a backroom deal, just like Stalin and Hitler dividing Poland. We'll move into Taiwan right then. Then it's on, folks. Army trucks will be going around trying to arrest people, and that's the day. That's where it all comes down to it. Because you can't go with them to the facilities, folks. And if that is repulsed, then they'll go into a staging and into a starvation mode, making people come and register an ID to get food when the economy falls out and, you know, the FEMA control grid. It'll be roving bands of FBI leading military around the country. The FEMA command centers will be the local federal command center, just like Iraq has, quote, embassies and bases. Those are federal command bases where they're ready to go to a citadel armored fortress mode. Fortress. You know, I mean, they're ready, folks. They're not playing games. And don't think they won't do it. Everybody who does the planning for them, fathers, killed at least a million people. And then many of them have killed at least 2 million, like Zbigniew Brzezinski and others. I mean, they don't play. They kill people. They enjoy it. They only respect people who've killed. It literally is like notches on their gun belt. And I'm not trying to scare you. I want you to know how real this is. And again, they will stage attacks, they will stage biological, they could stage radiological, they could do anything. They could go back to hijack planes flying into buildings, but that won't be big enough. Each thing gets more spectacular. This is not a drill, this is not a game, this is not our government. They're not playing games. They've openly announced their dictators. They're openly setting the precedent, getting everyone accustomed to accepting this right now. Let's go to a call. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Michigan. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. I made a very disturbing observation recently, actually at a wedding reception, where a gentleman was there who was in Special Forces, was wearing a black T-shirt with a skull and cross arrows on the front, with ODA 513, which I've come to find out is his Special Forces unit. And on the back, in huge, bold letters, it said, hearts and minds are just targets.
Yeah, and his heart and mind's a target, too. He'll find out that he means nothing to them later. Look, Arnold Schwarzenegger, in an animation, was done of this to compare Hitler's Death's Head units, another book I haven't read, but one of our listeners took it. And Schwarzenegger, on the cover of Time magazine with Mayor Bloomberg, with his hands pulling his shirt, his jacket apart, so you can see it, is a perfect Death's Head Nazi belt buckle. And I actually went online and looked at Nazi memorabilia on eBay. It is an actual Nazi belt buckle. He's wearing, it's probably his father's, he's wearing a Stundestaffel armed SS unit belt buckle in front of everybody. That's what they don't care, folks. Hey! Because he also knows that they've made it popular now. See, that's it's all over shirts, all over everything now. Believe me, in World War II, our boys didn't adopt that. It means something when your people start wearing the Death's Head. But there's Schwarzenegger, who said, I admire Hitler, I want to be worshipped like Hitler. His dad was SS. He's the product of an SS marriage. And his dad, you know, was a police chief in his town after that. He's friends with Kurt Waldheim, the top Nazi who hunted down and killed American GIs in Serbia. I mean, this is a piece of garbage. Thank God he died 2 weeks ago. Kurt Waldheim, the UN knew he was a Nazi, made him Secretary General. And stay there. I'll let you come back and talk about what you wanted to say. But, I mean, there's Schwarzenegger, that piece of trash, wearing an SS belt buckle right out in front of everybody, folks. Now that means something. You better believe that means something.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, June 25th, 2007, gold, 649.80-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $670.96, 331.10 for half, 165.55 for quarter. That's $670.96, 331.10, and 165.55. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
All right, let's go back to Scott, and then we'll go to William and John and others. Scott, so you're at this wedding, and this guy is so into how he's a big, tough man. He likes to wear a little skull shirt, you know, real studly. Probably got his tats all over him. He's probably enjoying all the experimental shots he's got in the DU he's been breathing. You know, later when he's dying and the VA isn't taking care of him, he'll feel real tough. Or, you know, when he's or when the CPS is taking his sister's kids and nobody helps him, he'll feel real manly. So he's got some psych warfare thing on the back of his shirt, huh?
Yeah, and, you know, it's just the attitude in general. His kind of smirky, godlike, you know, strutting around.
Those guys cry like little girls when they get gut shot and their guts are all over the ground. They cry like anybody else does for mama.
It's just disgusting.
They bleed just like everybody else does.
Yeah, well, go ahead. Thanks,
now go ahead and finish the story. Tell me about the smirking godlikeness.
Oh, just, you know, he just barely would talk to anyone. He, you know, just has this aura of evil around him. And, you know, I feel terrible for his wife and children who really probably have no clue, you know, what this is about. Or, you know, they're just trying to live and daddy's out doing, you know, whatever for the evil, you know, of the world. It's just disgusting.
Well, he kind of sounds like he hadn't been in combat yet. That's what the new ones usually act like. Once they've actually been around some dead toddlers and stuff, most of them the smirk goes away. I mean, they still kind of like it, and it's all about they're in the elite group. But then by the time they hit 30, 40, they usually, you know, hit their knees and find out what they've been part of. That's part of becoming a real man. But, I mean, describe the aloofness, because, I mean, I've seen it. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, it's, you know, it's just, you know, he just kind of looks at you in the eyes, and you can just tell he thinks that you're absolutely nothing.
Sardonic, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's just absolutely disgusting.
Well, you know what, I think people that don't care about this country and that work for the New World Order, and that's what our government is now, I think nothing of them. And I want them to know that.
I feel the same way, Alex.
Absolute scum. I appreciate your call. I mean, you know, if you're going to be a killer, too, why don't you quit wearing the skull crap? Excuse me, folks. I mean, I'm really getting sick of it, okay? Like Schwarzenegger. That means something, folks, when they start wearing skulls, okay? And when skulls are on women's earrings and everywhere else. And it isn't pretty silver, folks. It means the stench of dead bodies. Okay? That's what it means. It means all the fun goes out the window! I just can't believe my country's been completely destroyed. There's a bunch of smirking black ops operators that think it's all real funny. This is where you come from, you stupid twit. There ain't nowhere for you to come back to, you idiots. It's all going. Who's up next here? John in New York, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
I just want to say from upstate New York, SOS, Mayday, Mayday, we're going down. I just can't believe I'm at Air Force, top secret SCI clearance, grandfather fought in World War One, dad was a spy, flew on B-29s, and I can't believe what's happening. And I just want to say I'm a first-time caller, and thank you, Alex. I have a story to tell.
Tell us your story.
This weekend we were out with our church. Just going to tell people about an addiction program we have, trying to lead people to Christ. It's the only hope as we're going down.
Yes.
And I live about 5 miles from a nuclear power plant, Gene power plant. And this message goes out to the bozos that pull this maneuver on us. We pull alongside the road, nowhere near really the security station of this nuclear power plant. Now, mind you, my kids and I used to ride our bikes up to the front of the power plant so that I could show them it. When they, just 7 years ago, this is a fortress now. There is cement barriers. There's Humvees. There's personnel.
Well, the Israelis run security there, don't they?
That wouldn't surprise me.
No, it's an Israeli company has the. But go ahead.
Oh my God, that is even more shocking because I literally live 4 miles from this place. It's right on Lake Ontario, and I heard there's sand surface-to-air missiles right on the coast there. But anyways. Post 9/11, this is what it's like. Where I used to ride my old lady's 3-speed bike up there with my kids to take a look at this and show them it, and right on the lake, it was just beautiful, scenic. Now we pull up there, and these two goons come up, just staring us down. Guns, M16s, or whatever they were. Walk over. What do you want? We hand them some literature, just tracks. And it's like, get out of here. We don't want them.
Stay there. Stay there. Yeah, and again, it starts in airports, reactors, then the buses, then the streets, then the schools, then work. But the border stays open.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central. Also, be sure to visit our Tuesday guest host, Dr. Carl Sanders' website, trumpetsmen.org.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the Fat Loss Patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad.
Yeah, I want to put our military on notice. I know there's a lot of good men and women that join because they believe in this country. This is not your government. They hate you. They shoot you up with experimental vaccines by design. That's an absolute proven fact now. Maiming and killing you en masse. They have you breathe DU. They could care less about you. They lie to you. They lie to you about everything. All these corporations now that brought us to war have moved offshore. They've destroyed this country. I'm really upset, okay, because I have a family that lives here and I love this country. And I just can't believe it really happened. Like all the old-timers said, like everything they said was going to happen, it all happened. And you know what? Everything else they said is going to happen is going to happen too. We are completely, completely just in deep trouble. And if people would just wake up to this, we got some chance of saving this country. But you the police, the military, all of you, you just like pushing people around and you like all the bull you've been fed. And I don't know how you could be, and I know most of you are awake, but the special cadres, the MPs and the special forces and the Blackwater types and the mercenaries, that's all you are mercenaries. And you like action, you like flying around in helicopters, and you like the thrill of shooting people, and you like the thrill of all this stuff. I know you're adrenaline junkies. I just want you to know you work for really bad people. I want you to know you work for people that hurt innocent women and children. And I know it's all collateral damage, but once you start accepting that idea, it's over for the society. If we just stand up and get angry and say no, and that's starting to happen on the immigration, it's starting to happen with the approval ratings, some good things are happening. But then I see Cheney just saying, hey, it doesn't matter if I broke federal laws that me and Bush signed as executive orders. Bush set up Homeland Security, started signing executive orders, and then enforcing them. That's never before been done. And claiming every federal agency is under them. Now they say Congress is under the executive. Folks, if you know the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, that's backwards. Congress passes the laws and the president executes it. Same thing with the war. They declare the war, they say what's to be done, the president executes it. I mean, this is, folks, this is the real deal. And all your little special forces skull shirts aren't going to make it fun, believe me. I've read history books. I've read books written by the prison guards in the gulags. I've read books by people in the gulags. Okay, people in China. Very few of you at the end of it are going to enjoy it. Some of you are pure evil and will. But most of you get all hyped up and all jacked up, and you're going to wake up in something you wish you never would have gotten involved in. Okay? Now, I learned of their plan to take over with the military a long time ago. That's why I've been warning people. And now, the Washington Post and ABC News sounds like Alex Jones. Cheney power grab. Bush announces he's dictator. But then they go on and just say, well, maybe it's needed. And they just, okay, you know. And I know you listen to Michelle Malkin and all these neocons. You think it's for the Arabs. And you really believe there's this tribal threat and all this bull. They ship those Arabs in here at record levels. Let's go back and let John in New York finish up his story. I got a few audio clips I want to play. Go ahead, John.
So, Alex, we get pulled over at this we pull over at this security point right on the main road, though. We know where.
Yeah. Now they've moved out to the main road. Sure.
Yeah, right.
It's the same thing if you're out in the lake by even a main power plant. Guys ride out with machine guns now and ask if you're Al-Qaeda. Well, you know, people are on the deck fishing, drinking Budweiser. But again, they don't profile. Even if you believe it's the Arabs, they don't profile. That's everyone gets to be a slave. But tell me how these goons were dressed, what they said.
Oh, they were total cami. It was more the urban cami gear. And they came up. They had their little, look like berets on. Came up, I mean, just stone-faced. I could have swore they were going to smile. I told them not to because of your training and telling us what's going on. I said, don't pull over here, guys. And all the guys in the car were like, no, it'll be cool. These guys need the Lord just as much as anyone. I could tell in 5 seconds things were going bad. They walk up. Like one guy's on the walkie-talkie, and we go to hand him. He says, get out of here, just stone-faced. I mean, really, and both of them had their guns around their waist, and one guy had his hand on it. And I'm like, guys, we really should get out. So we turn, we pull out. Next thing you know, county sheriff, SUV, right down the road. Beep, pulls over. And I said, guys, watch out here. I said, we did nothing wrong because of your training. I said, we did nothing wrong, all right? And I look at the cop. I said, sir, what are you pulling us over for? What did you pull us over for, sir? And he was a little, you know, little guy, no backbone. I could instantly tell, like you said, you look him in the eyes, and he had no backbone. I said, what are we being pulled over for? Well, it's a semi-secure area, blah, 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 blah. And the driver didn't have any backbone, unfortunately, the guy was with, and he hands him over his ID. I go, you didn't have to do that. And he runs a check on us. He goes, you can't do this anymore. Get out of here. And I actually have another story about a gay wedding I protested down in Rochester, New York, the first one. 50 clergy members were there. And I go, yes, I got some support here. It's not just me. The wedding starts. I realize all 50 clergy members from all the different churches are there in support of it. And I was alone.
At least you had your First Amendment. They're arresting people all over, whether they're anti-war or protesting the gay marriage or whatever it is. It's getting more and more serious. But the point is, they leave the main borders open. That's like leaving the city gates open and then having the castle's garrison guard people in their beds like they're criminals. Right. I mean, this is a joke, folks. That the borders are wide open, but citizens have got to be treated like slaves. I appreciate your call, and I hope that was a wake-up call for everybody who went through that. I haven't played this in a while. This is from Open Range. I think we've cut out the few profane things in it, but it really says it all. This movie, you got to see it with Kevin Costner and Robert Duvall. And by the way, I've studied Western history. This is based on a lot of true stories. Things like this happened that were a lot worse. hell, in Colorado back in the, what was it, 1914, they, you know, the Pinkerton went in for the Rockefellers and murdered a whole camp, mainly children, because the men were at work. But this kind of thing happens all the time, and people finally would stand up. Here it is.
I'll be having words with you two. And we'll be having more than that with you, Marshal. No need to make the cafe messy with folks. I've got a warrant sworn out for your arrest for assaulting Baxter's men. And we got a warrant sworn for attempted murder for them that tried to kill the boy who's laying over there at the docks trying to stay alive. Swore out another one for them that murdered the big fellow you had in your cell. Only ours ain't writ by no tin star bought and paid for, Marshal. It's writ by us. And we aim to enforce it.
Is that so?
You got no quarrel with none of you folks. Baxter's men bushwhacked our friend, shot him dead. Shot a 16-year-old boy, too, and clubbed him so hard, he might not live. Tried to take our cattle. Your marshal here ain't going to do nothing about it. You don't like free grazers in this town. We don't much like being here. But a man's got a right to protect his property and his life. And we ain't letting no rancher or his lawman take either. We got no intention of harming bystanders.
Anyone who helps or comforts these law-breaking free grazers is going to have to deal with me.
Your call, Marshal.
We don't have to settle this here and now. You ain't going nowhere in this weather. But I'll be seeing you gents real soon. You can count on that.
That marshal ain't gonna wait. He's gonna get some men come looking for us. You're gonna need us locked up nice and tight in that jail by the time Baxter hits town, because if we ain't, Baxter's gonna start to think that maybe Marshal Poole ain't worth what he's paying him.
Got some on your mind, just spit it out.
Well, I say we take him right out of jail. Lock him up. Let the Baxter come riding in.
Well, hell, Charlie, why don't we just ride on out to Baxter's ranch and go straight at him, too?
Well, I'll fight wherever you want, boss. Just make the call.
Now, hold on, Charlie, hold on.
When
hold
you
on.
Asked me, I told you.
Charlie, come on in out of the rain, would you?
Come on.
Just getting tested in my old age. Sounds like it's not such a bad idea.
Well, just rolling around's all I ask.
What'd you think of my speech in there?
Liked it.
Maybe I ought to run for mayor.
Yeah, well, I believe office holders got to be living, boss.
All right. I just wanted to play that clip. Here's another clip. This is Gordon Brown, 2 weeks ago, calling for a new world order. And yesterday I was doing the Sunday radio show, and they had him up on C-SPAN, up on the monitor. And he has got to be one of the most evil-looking people I've ever seen. I mean, talk about that shark eye look that Mark Kornke always talks about, that great white shark look, where they got just these black pits of eyes. Even though their eyes are blue, they're just black. And the evils, like, burn them out. It's like the evil isn't even glaring anymore. It's just like a zombie. And, man, he's evil, boy. And Tony Blair... My dad just called up here to the office. He never calls up here about the radio show. He's listening today. And he said, why aren't you talking about Tony Blair and the Catholic Church? Yeah, that is big news. I should have talked about that. But there's this martial law being declared by Cheney, and that's basically what he's done. When the vice president says, I'm above all laws and outside the government, I mean, that's martial law, folks. But, yeah, it came out 2 weeks ago, week and a half ago, that Blair was going to sign an EU treaty circumventing the voters to sign over the courts and the laws of England under EU control, something that the EU voted down 2 years ago. The people of the EU were trying to get out of it. But Tony Blair, last act, major act, was to just sign an order, a treaty agreement, saying that the British courts and the whole system, no more due process, no more free speech. You mean the same announcement about shutting down the web? And I mean, it's happening. They're not playing games. I just can't believe, I mean, I'm not embellishing this. I can't even tell you how bad it is. I can read his actual quotes if you want. And just like they're getting rid of the U.S. in the name of this amnesty deal, it's a lot more than just amnesty. Same thing with this EU deal. And then it came out that he met with Sarkozy of France, and that they've agreed to skip the year. It's supposed to rotate, but again, they do whatever they want. It's a dictatorship. So they're going to give him the EU presidency if he would do this traitorous thing and sell out England. And then, of course, Blair lied and said he wasn't getting that, but then it came out that indeed he is going to get the EU presidency if he can get England to, if he can ram it through somehow, and it looks like Brown will be able to. And then he went and met with the Pope. Doesn't matter if he's a New Ager. By the way, when I say that he's a devil worshiper, that's mainstream news. He flops around and is possessed each morning by the spirit of the light, he calls it. And he goes to all these weird temples like he's like some cartoon, you know, like some Cobra Commander show. They're going to the different four corners of the world trying to find the secret amulets. I mean, just he's not here in the fruitcake. His wife's an admitted witch. And but I'm already digressing. The point is that the Pope, Ratzinger, Benedict, has called for a new world order, one world religion. Pope John Paul II called for it 4 years ago repeatedly, up until his death. And he has now converted to Roman Catholicism and met with the Pope. Now, because every head of Europe has to be a Roman Catholic. It's Roman Catholic over there predominantly. I mean, you're seeing it all happen, folks. The head of the EU from the Protestant nation of England converting to Catholicism with a Pope that's called for a new world order. I mean, my God, it's all happening like the old-timers said it would, right in front of our face. And Schwarzenegger is on the cover of Time magazine wearing, and I went and looked it up. It's either a real one or a replica. Knowing him, it's real. I knew I'd seen these at gun shows before for like $500, along with SS daggers. And sure enough, folks, he's wearing an authentic SS belt buckle. I mean, there is just no end, folks. He's wearing an armed SS, Sturmstaffel, Waffen SS belt buckle, probably his father's. Right there on cover of Time magazine. He's got his jacket apart so you can look at it. They just flaunt it in our face so bad. And that evil ADL and the Zionists that actually funded Hitler, that's now been released in public. They'll call people that fight Nazism Nazis while rabbis are caught running the different Nazi groups and things to attack free speech. And the FBI is caught running fake Klan groups and Nazi groups out in Florida and Texas. Remember all that? And you fight the Nazis, and the ADL says horrible things about you. Of course, it's the very same ADL crowd that killed those tens of thousands of Jewish children with the U.S. government and the Ringworm study. And they got the ADL groups out there that attack me and then pose as anti-Zionist groups. They're really ADL groups. They attack American Free Press and everybody else, and it's pretty obvious who they are. That's why they're getting desperate, but I just don't like Nazis, folks. I don't like them one bit. One bit. And to see that piece of trash, Arnold Schwarzenegger, wearing a Nazi belt buckle right in front of everyone, I just am getting madder and madder and madder. Play Gordon Brown, that piece of trash. Play that piece of trash calling for a new world order.
All these new challenges are bringing together about the biggest restructuring we have ever seen, not just of the global economy, but of the global order as a whole. And 200 years ago, a famous British foreign secretary said that the new world had been called into existence to redress the balance of the old. In 1990, another old world ended, dominated by the Cold War, and people talked then, in 1990, of a new world order. What they actually meant then was a new political order. And what was not foreseen then, but is obvious now from everything that we see and do, what we experience in every day of our life, is the sheer scale and speed and scope of globalization. And it's only now that we can begin to understand that the world order that globalization brings and what it's going to look like, it's driven forward now not just by the balance of military strength, the Cold War times, or ordinary political power. It's being driven forward by a seismic shift in economic power that we see around us. But what does the new world order mean for countries like ours who are looking to succeed? I suggest that the countries that are going to succeed are those that combine flexibility, free trade, open markets, with proper stewardship of the environment, an investment in education,
okay,
infrastructure, and
innovation. Okay, that's enough. Education infrastructure means brainwashing the people. And when it talks about the environment, that means the global tax. And being flexible, letting their sovereignty completely be destroyed. And the power shift is any national power the U.S. or England or Germany or France had is gone already. It's been transferred to the top 50 global corporations, bigger than most governments, their combined strength, greater than the GDP of our entire governments combined. And they're moving hardcore against us. And then the countries are all weak little puppet corrupt systems that the global order will control and play off against each other like a game of Risk. Totally ruthless, total precision. One-child policy, that's the game. Get that world government in so no one country can struggle and start killing us en masse. If they succeed, I want you to remember years from now that I warned you. You'll laugh now, later you'll cry, and then we can beat them. Once you grow up. We'll be right back. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today. You know, there's never enough time. I'm sorry to all the callers. I'll get to you tomorrow. We didn't take some calls today, though. That's always good. I didn't get into the economy issues. Those are up on PrisonPlanet.com. Big report by Steve Watson that's up on PrisonPlanet.com. It just went up. Cheney and Bush declare autonomous dictatorial powers. And this is just a big synopsis of everything that's happening. It's a very important article. And I just hope you get it out to everybody, because if we don't get the word out on this and stop this and make this a big issue like the immigration, we're in deep trouble. And for all the conservatives out there that think Bush is still good, Hillary's going to get all these powers. We don't get Ron Paul in there. I do hope everybody will financially support us. I get so caught up in the news now and in the analysis that I don't even really go to a lot of calls sometimes or even plug my own videos. You can get the new Terror Storm Final Cut Expanded Edition. You can order it right now at InfoWars.com. Got a lot of big discounts at InfoWars.com, or you can call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. The videos really are one of the most effective tools we've got. We've also got PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to play a Cheney clip in here in a minute. First, I want to tell you about Live52 and ResearchHerbs.com with all the great herbal remedies and treatments they've got that have been well documented over hundreds of years. They just go with the mainline best stuff out there, but still little known to the general public. Live52 is the world's best-selling liver support formula, period. And it regulates liver enzymes and optimizes assimilation. And it goes on that it's an herbal registered drug in 45 countries, endorsed by over 200,000 healthcare professionals, over 300 clinical trials and research studies. Approximately 2 billion tablets and 13 million syrup bottles of Live52 are sold every year worldwide. 1-800-845-3841, 1-800-845-3841, or researchherbs.com. Again, that's researchherbs.com or 1-800-845-3841. Check them out today and check out Live52. And then there's Interfood, ladies and gentlemen, the best green food I found out there, with over 20-plus great ingredients right out of fruits and vegetables and other key, great herbs. And it's just fantastic stuff. We had them on last week to talk about it. ENERfood.com. You're not supposed to feel tired. You're not supposed to feel hungry after you eat. But the nutrients have been depleted out of most of the food you buy or you get at the supermarket because of what's been going on with agriculture in this country. ENERfood.com. Give them a call at 1-800-762-9238. Bad nutrition is a breeding ground for illness, folks. This is how you take care of it. 1-866-762-9238 or enerfood.com. I want to encourage everyone out there to, again, get a Prison Planet, a fantastic activist tool to download all the films in super high quality and burn them to disk. Please do that as well. And, again, please get this Steve Watson article out to everybody. It's so important. It's a big deal. It puts it all together in one spot, unlike the other articles we've seen. Here's Dick Cheney saying that he keeps the CFR secret from the public. Here's how arrogant they are.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
He can go on C-SPAN and say that, because C-SPAN max might have 1 million viewers at any one time. He doesn't care. They write books saying they're going to destroy America. They write books saying they want to bring down the U.S. They write books saying Saddam wasn't a threat, but they were going to lie to the public. Dick Cheney wrote that. And now that piece of trash, very dangerous if you know psychology, with all those heart attacks and bad health and can't even hardly walk. He's in a wheelchair most of the time. He's just a killer, cold-blooded, hardcore killer. Where are the men to stand up for the women and children of this country and this world? Where are you? Stand up. God bless you all. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.